The time has come. Mr. Nick Jonas himself, he went from the Jonas Brothers to a very successful solo career so far with Jealous and Chains. We have Mr. Nick Jonas on the phone.
Hey.
Nick, how's it going?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. I'm glad that we get to talk to you today.
Yeah, me too.
So we know it's like super early West Coast time. What are you doing right now?
I just made myself a cup of coffee. I actually was on a music video shoot for Levels, my new song, last night, till pretty late. And so I'm nursing my knees because I was doing a bunch of dancing. Oh. And they're kind of messed up right now.
Do you happen to have your shirt off in this music video at all?
My shirt is on for this one.
Dang it!
Now, in stalking your Instagram like we do and everyone else in America right now, you had a meme posted from the Game of Thrones with Khaleesi.
Oh, yes. Girl, I love me some Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we are such huge nerds for Game of Thrones. Are you a big fan of the show?
Don't say anything, okay? I am literally deep in it right now. I'm 3 episodes away from being done with season 3, and I'm just going to work on the show because I'm obsessed now.
That is the best show to binge watch. I'm totally with you. I hate spoilers, so I won't say anything. But like, if I could ask you, who is your favorite character in so far what you've seen up through season 3?
I think Khaleesi is my favorite character. She's a strong woman. So attractive and so amazing. So.
Yes, it is.
Now, Nick, we know that there have been rumors that you've been with, like, Selena Gomez and Kendall Jenner and all that stuff. Like, are they ever based in truth? Or when they're like, there are pictures of them canoodling at a restaurant, how does that stuff get started?
You know, I think that it's funny because you know, I haven't really been single in a while. And just, in, you know, a couple months ago, my ex and I split, which was tough and was what it was. But you know, I think that I'm still even getting used to it because it feels so concrete when there's something out there about who you're supposedly dating.
Right.
Like there's never a middle ground, you know, where you can just be like hanging out with people and it's not, you know, they're in a relationship and they're getting married.
You know? Oh, that's so true. Like, even if you're just going on a date, not saying you're dating, if you right. just want to hang out with someone, you're either together or you're not.
Yeah, no, I think that, for me, I'm definitely a single person right now and rolling solo, but it's just bizarre how these things start. I don't really even know.
Are you the kind of person that likes to be in a relationship, but are you enjoying the singledom? Are you looking to get into another relationship? What do you prefer?
I think that, you know, for this stage in my life and career, it's probably the biggest, busiest time of my life between the acting projects and the music and the touring. You know, that it's hard to think about being in a relationship right now. So I'm just trying to enjoy being single and hanging out, you know, having a good time.
Well, you have lots of admirers, and especially after everyone hears this new song, Levels. I've heard it. I got to hear it with our boss the other day. Holly hasn't heard it.
I'm so excited to hear it, though.
Now, before we premiere it for all of Tampa Bay, can you kind of tell us the inspiration for Levels and what people can expect?
I feel like it really cut a new path for me, kind of going a little bit deeper on the soul and R&B side of things with, you know, touch the funk side.
Ooh.
I thought it was a good modern approach.
Okay.
To really push it, you know, another step further and have some fun and excited people to hear it. Hope they like it as much as I do.
Well, that's awesome. Well, do you want to go ahead and intro it for all of Tampa Bay?
Yes, I'd love to. What's up? This is Nick Jonas. It's my new song, Levels. 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 Levels.